setting the pace on the pursuit of happiness. This is the Ken Coleman Show, where you discover what you were born to do and how to make it happen. Now, helping you get unstuck and on the path to your dream job, Ken Coleman.
Coming to you live from Ramsey Studios in Nashville, you're joining a conversation about who you are, what you were created to do, where you can and where you want to do that, and how you can get there. It's all about you. It's not political talk. That's right. Invading the political talk airwaves with some purpose. We don't talk about the left or the right. We talk about the center of who you are, your sweet spot, the intersection of what you do best, that's your talent, what you love to do most, that's your passion, and the results that matter most to you, that's your mission. Oh, yes. Come one, come all. Joe, we don't care what their party affiliation is. We don't care if they're a man or woman. We don't care what your race is. You know what we care about? You. Being you. Because the world needs you. Somebody needs you to show up and contribute, and we're here to help you figure that out. So the only thing we attack here on the Ken Coleman Show is fear, doubt, and pride. Not you, but I am on your side. Part coach, part counselor, part cheerleader. Let's go. 844-747-2577, 844-747-2577. Hey, big news, everybody. Next segment, we've got a brand new free resource at kencoleman.com. I'll tell you about it. And some of you who like to cheat, well, you're just going to go and search. That's fine. But I'm really excited about it. Clarity, 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 clarity. That's what it's all about. More on that next segment. All right, let's go to Warner Robins, Georgia. Jordan is on the line. Jordan, you're on the Ken Coleman Show.
Hey, Ken, how are you doing today?
Jordan, I'm living the dream. How are you, sir?
I'm better than I deserve, as Dave would say.
Oh, I like it. That's a good one. What's going on?
So I took your test online a while back, and I believe my results were that I was in the right place, but the wrong role.
Oh, the should I quit my job quiz. Okay, good.
Yeah, so I did it a while back. I've done the StrengthsFinder test. I've been doing all kinds of compiling personality profiles and all kinds of stuff trying to come to conclusion. So I am on an Air Force base, so if you hear the jet in the background, I can only help.
So oh, much I love it, my man. I love it.
But, so I've been in the Air Force now about 6 years. I've been an officer in the Air Force 6 years, came right out of college, and I'm a nurse in the Air Force. I've done my 6 years with, I've done inpatient nursing. I've done outpatient and clinics, and tied into all that is just leadership experience. They just, you know, pour down our throats as officers and all that comes with that. And, but I'm at a point now, my family decided that, you know, we were going to separate from the active duty lifestyle and, you know, move to where we don't have to keep moving around and be closer to family. So I'm kind of in this pinch now where I'm, you know, since ROTC in college, you know, coming to the Air Force, I've always been told where to go, what to do. And I've kind of been okay with that. But now, getting out, you know, it's a matter of, well, I'm trying to find a civilian job. Where do you want to go? What do you want to do? Mm-hmm. And when I have people ask me that, you know, what are you passionate about? And when I've done some like soft interviews with people, you know, I kind of just draw a blank and I go, man, I kind of have an idea of what my strengths are and some things I am passionate about. Cause I have listened to your show on and off the past year. But I sometimes just draw a blank and I was just like, I just need to try to give you a call and maybe you can help me walk through some of it.
And you said your quiz answer, should I quit my job quiz answer, was right place, right role, wrong place, or did I reverse that?
I was in the right place in that my workplace I work with, I like. I mean, being in the Air Force.
Gotcha. Yeah, good culture, wrong place on the wrong seat on the bus. I got it.
Exactly.
Yeah. Well, so, you listen to the show a lot, and whenever somebody tells me that they've drawn a blank, when I walk another caller through it, you've heard me do this so many times, and then you ask yourself, well, what do I really want to do? And you draw a blank. There's something that's keeping you from getting an answer. And I don't know if it's fear or doubt. I don't know. And then I also hear that and I go, well, it's not actually true. Doesn't mean that you're lying, because you said there are some things that you think you're passionate about. And so for whatever reason, you're not putting those things into the blank. So it's like the answer bank is over here, but you're not choosing to pull one of the options, right? It's like a multiple choice thing. And you going, you turn a multiple choice test in blank and your teacher goes, Jordan, you didn't circle any answers. You go, yeah, I didn't. I didn't know. I didn't want to use any of those answers. That's what you're saying, right?
Yeah, pretty much.
I know. And I've never articulated it this way before. Because I've never had a caller put it the way you just did. So what are the things that you think you're passionate about? There are a couple things in your answer bank that you're refusing to put in the answer. Tell me what you've got so far.
Well, what I have so far is, you know, you always talk about strengths and passions and finding where they intersect to kind of find your sweet spot. And, you know, what results do you want to see? What people you want to help most? You know, first and foremost, my biggest passion is Christ, you know, Jesus Christ, my Lord, and, you know, ministry and seeing hearts change for the better. You know, but I have, you know, being what brought me in as a nurse into the Air Force, I wanted to serve my country and I wanted to be a nurse and do mission work. So I had done some missions before going to college. And that was kind of my inspiration, was become a nurse. They kind of had that as a toolkit. But you just over 6 years and I have a wife and two little kids and, you know, and you know, the military has been very good to me in that, you know, I will say you kind of said it, a big portion of me not wanting to, making this separation very hard is just the financial and the benefits piece of leaving that comfort. So, you know, I make pretty good money as a nurse in the Air Force compared to my peers on the outside, not to mention the benefits in there. And it's easy to kind of go,
Jordan,
where they tell you to go.
You didn't answer my question. You gave me a long-winded answer, and I appreciate it. But you didn't tell me what it is that you think you've wondered about, and you're scared about whether or not you can get there, or you doubt whether you can get there. What is it? What are the things, the work that would make you come alive during the day? If I paid you, you knew you couldn't fail. What is it?
Yeah, I find the thing I'm most passionate about, and I kind of share it with my wife, is that I love to help people in the ways as far as, like, because right now I work in a pediatric clinic where I am, and I really enjoy, you know, engaging with people and relational conversations, supporting the family. What are family issues today? What are issues with our
kids
today?
Okay, so hold on. We got about a minute. I mean, and I love you, Jordan, but you've talked around and around and around and around, and I think you're just dealing with tons of fear. I just think you're so scared to leave the military that you're not going to be able to provide for your wife and kids. I just think that's what it is. You're scared out of your mind.
That's a big piece of it.
I know it's almost all of it, because fear will not allow you to see clearly. You just said what you love. And it all comes into full focus for me after everything you've said. There's no reason why you can't be into pediatric medicine or be a nurse in the private sector. There's no reason why you can't bridge that. No reason at all, and make good money and have great benefits.
Mm-hmm.
Or if you want to go on the mission field, that's a scarier thing. That's a big step of faith. You can go be and take your family and go on the mission field and be a nurse and work for a great mission organization. And you can live on way less than you make in foreign countries. I don't know. You got to choose something, brother. But you're overthinking this because you're scared out of your mind, because you think that you can't exist successfully outside of the military. And that's what you have to confront. Where's your faith, Jordan? Grab a hold of it. I think you just got to decide. What is it that I want to do? How are the many different ways that I can do it? And then step forward in faith. This is the Ken Coleman Show. Hey folks, we are all created to fill a unique role. That means that you are needed, and it means that you must do it. I know that trying to land that dream job is not easy, because I've been there. It's intimidating, it's scary, there's a lot of doubt, but I can tell you it was worth it, because there's nothing like the joy that comes from doing work that you know you were put on this earth to do. So if you're ready to get there too, I want you to go to kencoleman.com. There you're going to find 3 free resources, all designed to give you confidence and make your job search very effective. The Get Hired Guides include the Resume Guide, the Interview Guide, and the Interview Follow-Up Guide. The Resume Guide is going to help you fix your resume, flip it. It's going to look like nobody else's resume, and that's going to help you get noticed and land the interview. The Interview Guide walks you through the 5 strategies that'll help you stand out in the process. And finally, the Interview Follow-Up Guide gives you a timeline and exactly what to do to follow up to continue to stand out post-interview. You can get all three guides free at kencoleman.com. Go to kencoleman.com and get hired. Bringing the hope to talk radio, bringing clarity to talk radio, bringing purpose to talk radio. This is the Ken Coleman Show. I'm Ken. Also bringing free resources that really help you out. I know, I am a man of the people. No apologies. So I say it all the time at the start of every show, every day. You are created to fill a unique role. You are needed. You must do it. And the reason we exist here is to allow people to call in and go back and forth and let me dive in and dig and pull the answers out of you folks. But we also give you incredible resources at kencoleman.com. We got a brand new one. It's called the Career Clarity Guide. The Career Clarity Guide. And it's free. Did I mention that? The team has done a phenomenal job. Shout out to Kelly Porter on my team, Kelly the marketer. She is absolutely fantastic. And so we have come up with this worksheet that will help you figure out your sweet spot, the intersection of your passions, your talents, and your mission. If you want to get this free resource, go to kencoleman.com/clarity. kencoleman.com/clarity. Or you can just go to the website, kencoleman.com, click on resources, and it is there. And then, are you ready for this? I mean, Madison and I have been talking about this kind of thing for a while. Madison, we finally have a resource that people can take, and then they call you. And they go, okay, Madison, I'm ready to talk to Ken because I've got some answers. A lot less digging.
Yeah, any little thing helps.
Yeah.
That'd be nice.
Yeah. By the way, Madison was screening calls, getting people. Marissa's in the chute, ready to go. Madison took care of her. And it was during the commercial break. And I want to point out that the Pac-12 has said that they are coming online with student sports activities, which means that Madison and I's dream, and many of you that are listening, your dream of college football actually coming back in full. Looks like it might just happen. It might just happen.
College football is going to be back. The NHL is coming back.
Yeah.
Things are looking up.
I know. And by the way, I see that Disney has announced today that they are opening the Animal Kingdom and Epcot and the Magic Kingdom and all that in July. So
okay.
That's nice.
And Universal June 5th, I think.
That's right. Stacy and I will be down at Universal for the Entree Leadership Summit. It's the premier leadership event in all the world. And I'm speaking at that and taking the missus with me. And we might just brave the surface of the sun conditions.
It's a hot one.
We don't know. Thankfully, the Coleman kids don't listen to the show because Joe would have brought that possibility up and I'd had some splaining to do, as they say. People ask all the time, do your kids listen to the show? Do your kids watch you work? They don't. They could care less.
Good
keeps
answer.
Me humble. Yeah. Anyway, good things ahead. When we see sports coming back, folks, you're wondering why do I mention it? Well, number one, because I love sports, and number two, it's a great sign that the economy is on its way back. It's a really good sign. All right, let's go to Marissa, who's been patiently waiting in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Marissa, you're on the Ken Coleman Show.
Hi, Ken. Thank you so much for taking my call.
You bet. What's going on?
So I had a question about kind of how to get into marketing in my company.
Okay, great. What department are you in now?
I'm an admin assistant right now.
Okay. All right.
And I have been taking over for one of my coworkers who is on leave. So I've been very busy with her stuff. Now she's back and I'm kind of finding myself with some free time because of all the COVID issues.
Yeah. Have you identified an actual position?
Well, we only have one marketing person at our company.
Oh, okay. Small company.
Yes.
Okay. Tell me more.
So, I'm not really sure how to ask her, and I'm kind of worried that my boss, he's kind of intimidating, and I don't know if he would get upset if I asked her for things to do instead of him.
Oh, I see. Oh, so it's not that you want to move into a full-time position of marketing. It's
I would love to. Yeah.
Right. But. Right. Well, the problem is they only have one person, and in a small company like that, the chances of them expanding into marketing are expanding a position are what? Any idea?
I have no idea. I haven't been at this company only for like 6 months.
Okay. So. Does the marketing person have an assistant?
No.
Hmm. That's intriguing to me. Right.
Yeah.
So these are a couple of things I'm trying to do. I want to brainstorm some ways you can get into marketing if that's eventually what you want to do. Is that what you want to do? If I were to just snap my fingers and give you a different gig, you'd be doing marketing work?
I'm not entirely sure, but I mean, it's what I got my degree in, so I'd like to give it a shot at least.
Okay, great. Okay, so let me give you some practical things really quick, all right? Number one, you don't have to go to this marketing person and ask them formally if you can start helping them. But what you can do is go hang out with them and say, hey, can we do lunch? Can we do coffee? Or when you get some spare time, you just say to them, hey, I went and got a marketing degree. I got a marketing degree. Oh, no kidding. And you just start the small talk, but you show a lot of interest in what he or she is doing. And you just tell them, you've always been intrigued by marketing, never actually taken the position. And you just show a keen interest in them and their actual work. And I'm telling you, they're going to open up to you like a flower on a spring morning. They're going to tell you stuff and teach you things. And I think that's where I'd start. And the reason I'm saying that is the more you can ask them about what they do day in and day out, and you get a good knowledge of that, that's the clarify, verify process I talk about on the show a lot. It's almost like you're doing a book report on them, right? And then you're going to go, oh, okay. And as they begin to tell you the ins and outs, things they like, things they don't like, the traps, you know, the springboards, all the good and the bad, it's going to give you an idea if you really do want to pursue it. Then and only then would I go to your boss and say, hey, look, as you know, I took on some extra duties when so-and-so was out. Now that she's back, I realize I have so much more bandwidth, and I went and got a marketing degree, and I'm just asking you, is there any way that I can assist marketing person but still serve you? Are you even open to that? And if you're not, totally cool. And I think that's all you have to do now. And then if they say yes, and you could start doing some of the marketing, maybe that turns into a full-time role in the marketing team over there, just you and that person. Or it gives you some good experience that will set you up to take a marketing job in another company. And if he says, no, I don't want you to do it, then that kind of gives you an answer as to whether or not you've got an opportunity going forward in your current company. So I think it's pretty straightforward, and you're going to get some clarity.
Well, one kind of issue with that is we actually have two offices, and the marketing girl is in a different office in Florida, actually.
Oh, well, that's fine. They have this thing called Zoom now, I'm told, and FaceTime, so like, and phone calls. You know what I mean? So you can connect with her.
Call her in chat.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. Okay. All the, and my advice doesn't change. It just means you're not hanging out with her. That's all.
Okay.
All right. Go for it. You're going to get a lot of clarity soon. 844-747-2577 is the number to jump in. 844-747-2577. Suze writes in, or Susie, I guess. I don't know. How would you... this is fun. All right. I always like the random survey with Joe and Madison. It's an Instagram person, and they said, an Instagram person, what am I saying? A follower on Instagram named Suze, S-U-Z-E. Would you call her Susie or Suze?
Suze.
So would I, Joe.
Yeah, the same.
Suze.
Yeah,
Suze.
I like the way Madison's saying it. We're going to go to a question from Suze on Instagram, and Suze writes, how do you deal with bullying from your boss? Oh, boy. Oh, boy. Oh, boy. That's a loaded Instagram question. Well, let's just assume that it is, in fact, bullying, and you aren't of the extra sensitive variety. You leave. That's what you do. You leave. You find an exit strategy. Don't jump. Put up with it until you got something to step into and say, bye, I'm going. This is the Ken Coleman Show. Adam will join the Ken Coleman Show next in Miles City, Montana. Adam, you're on the Ken Coleman Show. What's up?
Hey, I guess I need a little clarity, and I have two questions. One is, I was offered a job that I think I'm on the right track from being clear on as a assistant rodeo coach at a college.
Okay.
And it wasn't enough money to move my family over there, and I'm worried that kind of ruined my chance at doing that and building experience there.
Okay. Did you turn it down?
Yeah, I did.
So why are you calling me today? What can I do to help?
I've been in land management, government land management, for 6 years now, and I just kind of felt like I need to do something else. And I don't know if I'm on the right track with a rodeo coach because it's pretty competitive and there's not very many jobs out there.
And yet you got offered the job and turned it down. How long ago was that?
That was back in February.
Is it filled?
Yes, it's filled.
Oh, man. I wish you would have called me before you turned it down. I think
they tried to work with me.
Well, how much money do you make right now?
42.
And how much was that position going to pay?
34.
Okay, so $8,000.
Right.
You turned down a job that I think you really, really wanted. Am I right? Yeah. So here's the deal. I don't want to do hindsight 2020, but I will tell you that if you got that one, then you can get another one. And here's the thinking. Go ahead.
Okay.
Go ahead.
I was like, I'm waiting on another one. They're frozen right now. I called and asked what their plans were, and they said we're frozen. We can't hire. So.
Okay, I'll tell you what, because I don't want to do this. I'm here for you. What is your question for me? Are you asking me, I think I'm hearing you say, Ken, am I on the right track? Am I going to be in my sweet spot if I am a rodeo coach or in any way associated with the rodeo? I think that's the question.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, let's just look at it. Talent, passion, mission. Do you have the talent? Do you got the experience, the talent, the skills? The soft skills to connect with people and coach. Do you have what it takes to be a successful coach?
I believe I do. I was a high school pole vault coach already for a couple of years.
Done. Check the box. Number two, is it work that you love? Being in a rodeo environment, coaching the rodeo, is that work that when you even think about it right now, you get a little jazzed? And when you're in the middle of it, the whole world stands still. Time stands still. And when you think about it at the end of the day driving home, do you just think about how awesome it was? Yes or no?
Yes, absolutely. I was actually in college rodeo, professional rodeo for a couple of years.
So then we talk about mission, right? Results that matter most. And if you're teaching young people how to be professional rodeo members or whatever you're teaching and coaching, that's a result that has a deep connection to you. So the answer is yes. You turned down a job, which is okay, but you better learn from it. And let me teach you what I was about ready to go into. You turned down a job that would have given you entry into the arena you want to be in. And you turned it down over $8,000. All right, that's what you did. And let's just break that down, okay? I'm not a math guy, so I'm pulling out my calculator. But let's just take $8,000 and divide it by 12 months. At $666 a month, that's pre-tax, okay? So in the grand scheme of things, the take home on that would have not been that much money. Have you run that exercise, Al?
I did. Well, I guess what I didn't tell you is my wife was really against moving to where it was.
Oh, well, there's some information.
I could not get her.
Well, why didn't you tell me that? That's not fair. You're not even telling me the whole story.
I just thought of it.
You just thought of it. Okay, you know what, bro? Let's just get real with each other. You didn't turn that down over money. You turned it down because your wife didn't want to go.
Yeah.
Okay, well, then let's say that. So does that...
She said if it was where family is, yeah, definitely.
Yeah, but here's the problem. So. That's a problem. That's a real problem. So this just went from a career call to a relationship call. And I've been married 22 years, so I'm all in on relationships. All right? This is a problem. Because she's going to say that with every job that comes forward, unless somehow your family decides to, or her family decides to move to one of these places. Am I right? It's the same problem.
Right.
Have you not thought about that?
I was just trying to get her realizing that that's where I want to be.
Right. So here's my point. That's the conversation. The conversation is, babe, this is what I want to do, and that's going to require us to move. There's no way around it.
Yeah.
That's a problem, man. And it will become a major marriage relationship problem. It will turn into resentment if she keeps shutting your dream down.
Yeah.
I'm not making your wife the bad guy either. I'm just keeping it real. If a spouse will not go with you, will not allow you to pursue a dream because they don't want to move away from family, that's a problem. End of story. Period. So you better start wooing your wife on the vision and helping her wrestle with, and I understand her emotions on this. I'm not in any way making little of her emotions and her ties to her family. But it's time to be a big girl. My wedding message had the words leave and cleave in it.
Yeah.
You feel me? So you better have this conversation before the second opportunity comes around and she goes, nope, I'm not doing it. Because if it were just about money, you could have gotten a part-time job and made up the difference in the $8,000. But this is about the wife, and you two need to be on the same page, which means you don't tell her what you're doing. You're going to have to convince her and cast vision and get her on board and be sensitive to her fears, be sensitive to her doubts about leaving family. Am I all over it right now, Adam?
Yeah, absolutely.
You got work to do, bro, but it's going to be worth it because you do not want to resent your wife. And make no mistake about it, you will resent her if you don't go for it and you always see her as the roadblock. I have seen this happen over and over and over again. And listen, folks, this is marriage. There's compromise in this deal. It can't all be about Adam, and I'm not saying that it should be, and nor is he, but he has got to sit down with her and tell her what his heart wants, and he has a little bit, and she's like, I'm sorry, I'm not interested. And by the way, this isn't a male versus female deal, because I've seen women want to go after, and the hubs doesn't want to support it. This is a we discussion. And while I'm ranting about it, spouses that are listening right now, that you've got some pushback from your spouse because they don't want to leave what they know and what they love, it will create tension if you don't get honest about it and solve it. And if you're a spouse and you're listening to my voice right now and your spouse has got a dream and a vision and a plan and you are shutting it down simply because it makes you uncomfortable, you are creating a massive marriage problem. And I'm just going to tell you that right now. But I do believe a man and a woman can come together and they can get on the same page about their shared visions. But it has got to be a shared vision. True story. As soon as I say this, this beautiful couple walks out in front of the studio and they've got a I Love My Husband t-shirt on. And this dude's got a I Love My Wife t-shirt on. I had no idea. Now that's what it's about. I got goosebumps. I'll bet you're here to do a debt-free scream later. a lighthouse of hope and clarity to guide you to the dream. This is the Ken Coleman Show. It's all about you. We are here because of you. We are here for you. Every day, Monday through Friday, 12 to 2 Eastern. Thrilled to have you with us. You can listen to the podcast of the program as well, wherever podcasts are available. And now we are live streaming on YouTube each day from 12 to 1 on our YouTube channel. So we are here. We are here for you. 844-747-2577. Many of you, one phone call away from clarity that will give you the confidence to step out and the courage to stay on the path. 844-747-2577. 844-747-2577. Let's go to San Antonio, Texas, one of my favorite places in the great state of Texas. Laurel is there. Laurel, you're on the Ken Coleman Show.
Hi, Ken. Thanks for taking my question.
You bet.
I was wondering if I would need to start over in an entry-level position or get more education in order to get back into book publishing.
What? Tell me more. What would you want to do in the book publishing industry?
Well, I worked in editorial and print production for 9 years, mm-hmm. and then I was a proofreader for 4 years in publishing and advertising, both of those, and I really enjoyed my career, but I'm just not sure how to get back into it.
How long have you been out of it?
7 years.
Okay. I feel like you got incredible experience. Incredible experience. So I don't think entry level is necessary.
Okay.
What? Why have you been out of it? Or why did you leave it?
I got married and moved to San Antonio from New York, yeah. and I've just been a housewife, kind of supporting my husband
yeah.
as he goes to work, you know?
Yeah, sure, sure. Are there publishing gigs in Texas, publishing houses?
Smaller ones, university presses or really small. I'd have to either go into something smaller here or maybe use my connections back in New York and
yeah.
Boston.
I got to tell you, something. You know, if I were you, I think it's two paths. I think leverage your web of connections, which I'm guessing are pretty vast in New York and Boston because of the remote phenomenon, you know, that was already in existence. Remote workers are already a thing, but even now yeah. more so with Corona. And because of your editing background, that's not something where you've got to be in the office. So I would wonder if you could even get some contract work.
Okay.
Let me answer your question. You're full of doubt for some reason. I can feel it all over you like a blanket.
Okay.
Am I right?
I just think it's been 7 years.
Doesn't matter. Doesn't matter. Okay. You know what? Let's have some fun. Let's let you come to the conclusion instead of me tell you. You ready?
Okay.
What position, if you could just get it right now, would you take? If you could just snap your fingers and get back in, what would be the position you'd want?
Probably editorial production.
Great. Editorial production. Please tell me and the listeners the top 5 things that somebody would do in that position, specifically you.
Project coordination of proofreaders and copy editors and compositors and kind of, yeah, mostly project coordination.
Yeah. Let me ask you this. You forgotten how to do that?
It's been a while.
You didn't answer my question. You don't get to cheat. You have to answer the question I ask. Have you forgotten how to do that work?
No, not really.
Thank you.
I think I could do it again.
Yes. All right.
Okay.
Do you still have the skills going along with your experience? You have the natural skills. You had it, and you've got the talent as well. Not just the experience, but you've got the talent to pull it off, correct?
Yeah, I mean, I'd have to brush up on, read some books on the proofreading and copy editing just to refresh my memory.
Okay, fine. But that's all ingrained. That's like me not riding a bike for 7 years. Would I be a little shaky in the first 5 minutes, maybe the first 2 minutes? You think I'd be shaky, Laurel, if I hadn't ridden a bike in 7 years?
A little bit.
Yeah, but what's your confidence level in me being able to ride the bike successfully within about 3 to 4 minutes?
Yeah, you could.
Okay,
yeah.
Come on, Laurel. I think you got two paths. I think you got the Boston, New York route, and I think you have the smaller publishing houses where you're actually a massive, massive asset for them day one. Please put yourself out there. You're ready. You got this. This is the Ken Coleman Show. Ken Coleman Show is expanding now to a short-form podcast called Work Matters. That's right, Work Matters with Ken Coleman, a new short daily dose of hot topics and trends affecting you, the worker, the professional. And boy, you're going to love it. It's like a Snickers bar of information that helps you win. Subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts. It's called Work Matters. Also, rate it and write a review if you don't mind. So there you go. All right, let's go to Daniel, who is on the line in Parker, Colorado. Daniel, you're on the Ken Coleman Show.
Hi, Ken. How are you?
I'm living the dream, Daniel. What's up?
Not much. So I'm 33 years old. I've been active duty Air Force since I was 18. So I'm going on to my 15th year.
Wow.
I recently, with the sixth branch of the military opening up, the Space Force, I did not hesitate to sign up for that. I have two kids from prior relationships that ended up going to court, family court for to get those issues hashed out. And then also in the next 6 months, I'm going to be overseas for a year. But I'm also going to be getting out of debt at the same time. I'm already investing 15% of my income as of now. And then when I get back, that only increases. I guess, Ken, my issue right now is everything in my life is going good on the surface, but, there's nothing bad about my life. However, I'm starting to feel like my life is going a little bit on autopilot. I feel like I can do more. I don't know what. And so I want to see to get a second pair of eyes the pros that can give me some more guidance as to what more value can I bring to the world. I read your book as well, The Proximity Principle.
Yeah.
In addition to countless other books as well.
Yeah.
So this is where I'm at.
Okay. Well, first of all, let me just say thank you for your service. You're a great American. Thank you. Thank you. What is it that you think that you want to do? What's this crazy, a guy like you who makes this phone call, who gives me all those qualifiers? You're a thinker. Hey, you're a dreamer. You know, I know you are. I can feel it. So I think let's start with the big mountaintop that you maybe haven't told other people, or you have just close friends and family, and you're a little nervous about telling me right now. Well, what's that big dream? What's that big thing that you think about a lot, but you're like, I don't know how in the world I would ever do that. Am I right that there's an answer to that?
Yeah, I knew it.
Let's start there. Let's start there. I'm serious as I can be. What is that?
Man, I want to be a speaker, man.
There we go.
I want to be able to tell my story to folks, inspire folks. That's really, I got exposure to that in the Air Force.
Yeah.
So I'm an E7. I make, the amount of money I'm making is not an issue, as I mentioned. And so,
what's your story?
Exposure I got.
What's your story? You said I'm cutting you off because I want to get to the meat of this thing. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Cause if I'm not careful, you'll explain this whole thing away. I want you to tell me, you said, I want to be a speaker. And you said, I want to be able to share my story. What's your story? What's the big part of your story?
So when I was 25, I had my first daughter in a relationship. It didn't work out. And I actually jumped a little ahead. So at 23, I was first married.
Yeah.
I went on my first deployment, came back having to go through a divorce. I didn't have a child with her. About 6 months after that divorce concluded, I was dating again and ended up with my first child. That sparked a 5-year child custodial battle. that multiple court hearings. I ended up representing myself towards the end and got the relief that I wanted and desired, and it worked well for my daughter's mother and I. And then also I have a second daughter from my previous marriage, and I ended up self-representing there.
So it's broken relationships.
That's a life.
You're a guy who's had some broken relationships, and yet it hasn't dulled your desire to love and love well. Do I have that about right?
That's correct.
So what would you share? What would be your message? Let's just fast forward. I don't want you to explain. Yep. I want you to just answer this point blank. If I gave you a successful speaking career right now, what would you be speaking on or about, and who would you be speaking to? Say it.
Success is a mindset. You have to want it.
Okay. So would it be relationships, or would it be just overall personal growth, success, empowerment, that kind of stuff?
Personal growth, empowerment, self-development.
Okay, great. Who is one of your favorite people? And please don't say me, because that's not what I'm asking. I want to know who you look up to. Who do you look up to that's in that space? That you've read their books, or you've watched them, you've gone to an event and seen them speak. Who is it?
Tony Robbins was one of my big ones. As cliche as that may sound.
It's not cliche. Have you seen I Am Not Your Guru on Netflix?
Oh man, that was awesome. I actually saw it about a year ago. It was during one of my lowest points, and that gave me just such a great push as a reminder.
Perfect.
That I just need to keep going.
Perfect. I'm so glad you said that. So you've got to look to Tony, not to be Tony Jr., but Tony and any other speakers like that are a reminder of what it is you really want to do. If you could snap your fingers, that's what you would do. You'd be in a room like that, and you'd be speaking into people's lives on those kind of things, stuff from your experience.
Yes.
Okay. So that's it. That's the mountaintop. So how do we get there? So how does a guy in the Air Force get there, right? And it seems daunting, but it's not. It's actually simpler than you think. It's just going to take longer than you probably want it to. Because you are where you are. So what it does is it says, okay, what do I need to do to get there? Well, first of all, you got to develop your own message. You've got your own story. Your story is different than Tony Robbins. Okay? Your story is different than mine. Your story is different than the guy down the street. Your story is different. And so you've got your own personal experience. And then, you know, you can pay attention to the Tonys and the other people of the world and whatever messaging they share that aligns with you, that informs your messaging. And so you begin to share messages. And then before you know it, you're starting to develop a methodology that shapes the message, right? And the message shapes the methodology. And that's how you develop all this stuff. And so you got to start sharing. You start speaking to a group of 10 guys that are recovering. Or you go speak to guys that are struggling with homelessness, or you just show up wherever there's a need and you give of yourself. You're not getting paid for those gigs, man. But that's just straight up pouring your heart out for other people. And that'll give you the juice and you'll love it. And you've got to say, okay, I'm going to have a transition day job in order to do the dream job. So what's the transition day job? You know, are you going to work for a content company, you know, where you can get in there and you got a day job and then on the side you're speaking and you keep developing that speaking or you start your own business and get that up and running so that you have freedom to become a speaker and get out there and you start speaking for $500 and then $1,000 and you build it and you write a book and you create an online course and it's just showing up every day and chopping wood. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
But now listen, the key to that whole thing I just gave you is that you're going to have a day job. And I had a day job while I was pursuing the dream job. And it's the day job that keeps you and your wife and the kids, it keeps them stable. Okay, and right now it's the military. Can you do it while still in the military? Maybe, maybe not. I don't know how much freedom you have. But certainly in the private sector, if you own your own business, you work for somebody else and you got some downtime, then you can do that. But that's the path. It's one step at a time. I'm going to start developing a talk. I'm going to do a talk on YouTube. Start a YouTube channel. Start a podcast. Create an online course. You do it yourself. Sell it for $10. Who cares? You have got to show your work. You've got to create it, and you got to get out there and share your voice. And then the more you share it, the voice gets clearer. The voice gets better. There is no get there quick strategy. There just isn't. So going, okay, I have to come up with a way to, in the short term and medium term, take care of myself, provide for myself, give myself the freedom to do what it is that I want to do. And then I start doing it. Day job, dream job. My time's almost up, but before I let you go, you matter and you do have what it takes. Thank you for joining us. Until next time, this is the Ken Coleman Show. Press on.
Thanks for listening to the Ken Coleman Show. For more, you can find the show on demand wherever you listen to podcasts and watch the show on YouTube. You can also find Ken across all social media by following at Ken Coleman.
If you enjoyed this podcast, we have more from the Ramsey Network, like Borrowed Future.
Hey, listeners, I'm George Camel, and in this 8-episode podcast series, we're exploring the student loan debt crisis and the impact it's having on real people. We're going to expose the predatory nature of the student loan industry, how we got here, why student loans are such a big deal, and what can be done to avoid them in the first place. We'll hear stories of people burdened by student loan debt and be inspired by people who graduated college debt-free. We'll also hear from experts and thought leaders along the way.
To hear full episodes, just search Borrowed Future wherever you listen to podcasts or go to borrowedfuture.com.